An outbreak of violence in Thailand has killed more than 100 people. Thai authorities say gangs of young men staged simultaneous early morning raids on police posts and security checkpoints in the Muslim-dominated south of the country. It's the worst violence in Thailand since an attack on a military camp in the same region earlier this year. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Bangkok. What more do you know about this violence?
Well, as you said, Bob, I mean, government officials are saying that the whole thing began around dawn and was carried out mainly by young men, teens in many cases, who attacked these police posts in several districts in the southern provinces of Yala and Pattani, that's near the border with Malaysia. Most of the attackers carried machetes or knives, and again, according to government officials, they were apparently trying to seize weapons from the government posts. That's what the governor of Yala province is saying, and that's what Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra is saying, too. But it appears that the security forces were ready for them, that they'd been tipped off that these attacks were going to take place. And I've seen some of the local television footage, and it's pretty grim stuff with the bodies of many of these attackers lying in pools of blood in front of some of these camps. If these attackers were armed, by and large, with just machetes and knives against the security forces who had automatic weapons and who may have been expecting them, then it's very easy to see how it went the way it did, with the overwhelming majority of those killed or injured being the attackers.
Well, is it over?
Well, it appears to be over for now. There was a group of these men who had fled and were holed up in a mosque in Pattani for much of the day, but government officials are now saying that situation is over, with most of those insurgents now dead.
What's it about, and who are these attackers?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, Bob. I mean, some say it's disaffected Muslims in the south, and some say it's the work of Islamic extremists, possibly foreign, who are using the locals to achieve their goal of carving out an Islamic state in the southern part of Thailand. But I think the latter may be pushing it a bit. What we do know is that there's been a lot of bad blood between the government and the people of the south for decades. This is a predominantly Buddhist nation, but people in the south are mainly Muslims, and they've long complained that they're discriminated against by the government in Bangkok in terms of development, in terms of education, etc. When the prime minister took office 3 years ago, he promised to address these concerns, but many in the south say he hasn't. And then about 4 months ago in January, attacks began against symbols of the government, against schools, against police posts, things like that, and it's been pretty much nonstop since then. And even though a month ago, Prime Minister Thaksin announced a new development plan for the region that was worth hundreds of millions that was aimed at addressing some of these concerns, it doesn't appear to have gotten anywhere.
What's the Thai government saying?
Well, Prime Minister Thaksin has been very, very clear here, very adamant today, saying many times that these attackers are local youths. These are local Muslims from the south who have absolutely no links whatsoever to international terrorists, to international terrorism. Now, that may be true, of course, but I also think that Prime Minister Thaksin doesn't want to do anything to rock the tourism boat here either. Tourism is a big, big industry here in Thailand, so it's definitely in his interest to say that this is the work of locals. It's in his interest to say that the government is capable of dealing with this situation. It certainly seems to have carried the day this time around. We'll have to see what happens next, but remember, there was a low-level Muslim rebellion here in the late 70s and the early 80s. It was put down, but it looks as if the government here may have another one on its hands.
Well, there have been a series of violent incidents, maybe not on this scale, but there's a record of violence there. Has the government beefed up security forces there, or are they afraid that's going to affect tourism?
They've definitely beefed up security forces in the areas that we've been talking about, but those areas are not areas that tend to draw a lot of the tourists to begin with. So I don't think that tourism really is a factor there. And even though they have beefed up the security presence in these areas, they've also tried to be careful, or they've said they've been trying to be careful not to antagonize the locals by using heavy-handed measures such as going into mosques and things like that, which had been the case before, which had angered many of the locals. But as we saw today, it appears that the people are still very, very angry in the region at the government in Bangkok.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.